No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here to explore your faith, to meet new people, and to strengthen your personal relationship with God. Welcome to Pilgrim Church UCC on this not very nice Sunday morning. I'm so glad that you're with us today, and we invite everyone for coffee and refreshments after the service. I only have one announcement. I don't know if anyone else wanted to announce it, but today we have the Hillsboro Association annual meeting, and I'm not sure if we have any representatives from our church for this meeting. Mark, do you know anything about that? Well, if you feel like you would like to drive around at 3 p.m. today, this afternoon, and join us in Amherst, that would be great, so we could represent our church at the Hillsboro Association annual meeting. Thank you. Cindy.
Good morning. In 2 weeks, we are going to be having another presentation by our world travelers, Lee and Leanne, Bosnia, etc. And where community life is going to be having a light lunch to go with it. Sandy said, oh, it said soup, but we're doing sandwiches this time. I said, I don't know, if it's like today, we may want soup again. We're hoping by April. It'll be fine that we'll just do salads and sandwiches. If you would like to bring along a dessert to contribute, you're welcome to do that if you want to just let Sandy know. And we hope you can join us after church to see. It was very nice. The travelogue on Vietnam was wonderful. So now we're going to see another set of pictures and have some fellowship time with lunch. See you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, actually, the countries that we'll show pictures about will be Bosnia-Herzegovina, Croatia, Serbia, and Slovenia. Also, I'd like to thank Tom Lonis, Bill LeBlanc, and Greg Carr for volunteering to crawl underneath this whole length of this sanctuary over here to insulate the pipes. If you've never been down there, it's interesting. You got about 3 to 4 foot crawl space or less sometimes, and it's pretty dirty down there, and so we had to do that. But they volunteered, and I want to thank them all for that.
Thank you, Lee. Mark.
Good morning. As you might be able to tell, we're collecting PB&J this month for the Nashua Soup Kitchen. If anybody is obsessive compulsive, you can come up and arrange them alternating PB&J and make it a little more festive, but we won't force anybody to do that. Special offering this month is for the Heifer Project, and we'll be collecting all month. Heifer, we've supported Heifer for many, many years, and it's not just animals. They do education, they do clean water, they do sustainable farming. They help people all over the world, including here in the U.S. There are over 700 million people living in really extreme poverty, and we don't think of, you know, in this day and age of people being really under the poverty line, but they are. There's almost 1 billion people that are living on the edge, and that's the people that Heifer is targeting. And we have given a heifer before. A milk cow can give over 4 gallons of milk a day, which is a lot more than a family needs, but then they can go and sell it and make some money. And Heifer has a program where it's called Pass Along the Gift. And people who have received animals or received clean water systems then go ahead and pass on another animal to another neighbor, so it keeps on going. So once we give something, it expands. So if you're able and interested, please just use the white envelopes and mark it Heifer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Lorna.
Good morning. We had a diaconate meeting this week, and it was suggested by one of our newer members that I remind people to please wear your name tags, because it's really helpful for people who don't know the rest of the congregation, and they're new, to feel comfortable and to know your name. And on a second note, this is for the coffee hour after church. I'm sure that there are many of you who know how to cook, but you wouldn't want to take responsibility for a coffee hour. And so I'd like to suggest that if you have something that you can make or you could buy at the supermarket, if you'd sign up, and there'll be a sign-up sheet. There's not one today, but in the future, Pauline will make a sign-up sheet, so that even if you can't do a coffee hour, you might bring in a coffee cake or some fruit or whatever to help the those of us who do the coffee hours, because there's just a certain few that do it on a rotating basis. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorna. Erin.
I promise I'll make this quick. I shared last night on our Facebook page about the Crop Walk program. Many of you know that it's an, I mean, it's nationwide. It's an amazing fundraiser for those, all of the people who Mark suggested is supported by the Heifer Project. Those who are on the edge of poverty throughout the world are supported by the Crop Walk. And there are well over 100 Crop Walks in the nation. I'm sure many, many more than that. But Nashville was ranked as the 30th largest in the country. So just perspective, we beat out many, many larger cities than Nashua. So just a huge thank you to everyone who has donated or walked. Yes, it's a great number. So thank you.
Thank you, Erin. Mark, one more time.
One more thing, part two. I forgot to mention, for those of you who weren't here last week, just want to talk it up, because on those months that have five Sundays, we're trying something new. The fifth Sunday of the month is going to be a noisy offering. So if you've got any spare change at home, bring it along, and we're going to try to make the offerings as noisy as possible. This noisy offering this month is going to go to Heifer, and we're going to have a little surprise for this noisy offering, so we'll see how it goes.
Thank you, Mark. Maybe a live heifer will be walking with the... No, I'm kidding. And now Pauline will lead us in our call to worship.
Please stand if you're able. Like the disciples who met the risen Christ, we come hoping for an appearance of God's love. We come with our questions, doubts, and fears, waiting for Christ to appear in our midst, saying,
"Peace be with you."
We hear the stories of God's love in the scriptures, and we know that God is still speaking. We look around at our neighbors and guests and see the power of the risen Christ at work in their lives, offering peace, offering hope, offering courage. We are witnesses to the miraculous love of Jesus. Come, let us worship. The opening hymn this morning is number 244. O sons and daughters, let us sing.
Thank you.
please remain standing and join me in the prayer of invocation. Lord of light and mercy, be with us this day as we hear stories of faith and inner sight. Grant us vision in your presence to see the path which leads to the good life. May we be noble, prudent, upstanding members of society who live illuminated in your light and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
And now may I have the young and young at heart come forward. Come on, young people. Okay, we will only do this once. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very good. Cindy, that was good. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good.
Okay. Well, that was okay. Today I have a scary question for you. How many of you are afraid of ghosts? Cindy changed her mind. Okay, well, that's okay. Well, those of you who are not afraid of ghosts, can you tell me what a ghost is?
It's something that floats around in the air and it's white.
They wear white? What else do you know about ghosts?
They just pretend.
They do what?
They just pretend.
They pretend? I like that one. Okay, what do you know about ghosts?
They could be spirits, maybe.
Okay. Do you know anything about ghosts? No, not much. Okay. That's okay. Do you know something about ghosts?
They might be spirits of dead people.
Spirits of dead people? Okay. What does it mean that they're spirits? What is that they don't have?
A body.
They don't have a body. Then how can we see them? Well, we usually can't, so you really have to believe that they exist. However, when we go and sit around a campfire, you know, on a nice warm summer evening, we like to tell ghosts or stories, and they are very scary, but it's hard to tell if they're true or not. However, some people believe in ghosts and some people don't. Well, in our story today, I guess the disciples believed in ghosts because when they saw Jesus after his resurrection, they thought that he was a
ghost.
A ghost, yes. They thought that Jesus was a ghost. So they were, do you think they were happy to see him?
I don't know.
What do you think? Like, if you saw a ghost, would you be happy to see the ghost? No, I don't think so. I think that, what do you think?
I'd be a little scared.
I think they were very scared. Do you think they were scared?
Yes.
Exactly. That was a good yes. So they were afraid of Jesus, and they thought that he was a ghost. And then what do you think Jesus said to that?
Don't be afraid.
Well, he said, you know, I'm not a ghost, because a ghost doesn't have a
body.
A body, exactly. But I do have a body. That's what Jesus said. And to prove this, guess what he did?
Well, last week in Sunday school, he served them breakfast on the beach, but
pretty close. That's a good one. Actually, he ate with them. Very good, Cindy. Very good. He ate with them. He actually picked up a piece of fish or bread or something, and he ate with them, and he showed them, I am real, I'm not a ghost, and I eat with you. So I think that's a really good story for today. And when we are afraid of, is this just cold or what? When we are afraid of like ghosts or anything else, like a big, you know, problem, or you are not in school yet, or some of you are, but you know, when you are afraid of something big in your life, then you can just think about Jesus or pray to God. And, you know, ask God to take away your fears and things like that. What do you think about that? Are you ever afraid of anything?
No.
No, never. You are a brave guy. That's really good. Are you ever afraid?
No. No.
You are not. Well, our kids don't need to pray that much because they are never afraid of anything. Well, when you get older, don't worry. You will be afraid of lots of things. Like, you'll be worried about your own kids. So when you're worried or you're afraid of something in your life, then you can pray. And let us pray together now. Loving God, help us to be brave. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, young people. And now you may go to care camp, or you can stay with your parents, whichever you like. And we will sing Hallelujah.
The first reading today is from Acts, chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, excuse me, and the God of Jacob, and the God of our ancestors has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know you have acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and return to God so that your sins may be wiped out." Excuse me. Sorry. The next reading is from John 1, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous." That's the end of the second reading.
Namely, they arose. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign.
He arose,
hallelujah, Christ arose. Death could not keep his prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose, a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign.
He arose,
hallelujah, Christ arose.
He arose,
hallelujah, Christ arose.
Thank you, choir and Chris. Our third reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 36 to 48. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. How many of you have seen the movie Ghost? Do you remember the movie? Pretty much, okay. Well, for those of you who haven't seen the movie, it's a love story. I know that's not so cool, but it is a love story that reaches beyond the grave. Sam, played by Patrick Swayze, is murdered. He leaves his body at the moment of death and runs after his killer, only to witness his girlfriend holding his dead body. Sam discovers that now he is a ghost. A light appears in the sky, and Sam stares at it for a moment. But instead of going into the light and traveling up to heaven, he stays with his crying girlfriend who is holding his dead body. On one level, the movie is about solving the murder and resolving the drama. On another level, it's really about him finding the light and going to heaven. There are some parts in the movie that are really funny. I don't know if you remember the funny parts. But in one scene, Sam goes to a fake fortune teller, Oda Mae Brown, played by, I don't know, Whoopi Goldberg? I don't know if I pronounced the name well. So he goes to this fake fortune teller to get help. Oda Mae pretends to be able to talk to dead spirits. And this is where the funny comes. Actually, Whoopi Goldberg got an Oscar for playing this part in the movie. But the first time when Sam communicates with the fake fortune teller, Oda is terrified. You have to watch this on YouTube or somewhere. She starts screaming and running away from the sound. It's a very funny scene. You have to see it. I can imagine that this is how the disciples felt when Jesus just appeared to them. Like their doors were closed and Jesus appeared in the midst of them. They probably wanted to scream and run away. But Jesus calms them down. First he says, "Peace be with you." Jesus brings peace into a scary situation. He also says, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." When the disciples are still freaking out, he simply asks them to give him something to eat. Then we read something interesting in the scriptures. It says that Jesus opened the minds of the disciples. What do you think about that? What does it mean to have one's mind opened up? Jesus brought wisdom to the disciples. He brought them enlightenment. If you remember, the first thing Jesus said to them is, "Peace be with you." Exactly. When one's mind has been opened up, God's peace descends upon them, a peace that passes all understanding, a peace that can only come from God. We are constantly being perfected by God, but it happens gradually, and some may say it happens slowly. But when we come to church, when we tithe, when we bring food to someone in need, or collect PB&J to Nasha Food Pantry, we are becoming the hands and feet of the resurrected Christ. When we serve others, our congregation becomes alive, not as a ghost, but as the living hands and feet of Christ. In our gospel reading, Jesus also tells his disciples, "You are witnesses to these things." How can we become witnesses of the resurrected Christ? And we don't have to be afraid of the word witness. I know it sounds a little interesting. And I know that it's usually used by more conservative Christian churches. But there is a simple way to think about this. Remember, we are living examples to the people who know us, our friends, our family members, and all people who get in contact with us. While none of us is perfect, we can live wholesome lives that can inspire others. We can live happy spiritual lives that can help others find God. We just celebrated Easter a few weeks ago. Is your life still filled with the joy of Easter? Do you dare to laugh and dance in God's presence, maybe even in church? Well, to help you on your way to a more relaxed spiritual life, let me share with you a cute joke. A woman brought her 4-month-old baby to visit her neighbor. The baby began to fuss as soon as they arrived. Roger, the 5-year-old son of the neighbor, said, "Where did you get this little baby from?" "He was sent to us from heaven," the mother replied. As the infant continued to cry and yell, the little boy said, "I bet I know why he was sent from heaven. God wanted it quiet up there." We often say that we want children and young families to attend our services. But what happens when a baby cries during a sermon? Hopefully they will soon. How do we react when kids are running around in church? Do we want silence so badly that we would sacrifice the future of our congregation? Well, God loves children of all ages. Here at Pilgrim Church, we also need to love both young and older children the same way. When we say, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here, we mean it. We welcome people of all ages, races, and family situations. We are joyful when a baby cries during a sermon. And we celebrate when older people join our congregation. Everyone's welcome here. With a big heart and an open mind, we invite everyone to God's table. At Pilgrim Church, we believe that God loves everyone. Our lives stand as examples of the inclusive and unconditional love of God. We are witnesses of Christ's love toward all people. Still, don't feel bad if you're just not ready to open your heart toward all people. Don't feel bad if you're frightened before a big task. The disciples were frightened as well. Even when they saw Jesus after the resurrection, they thought Jesus was a ghost. Despite seeing their fear and worries, Jesus sends them out to do great things. Jesus sees the potential in his disciples, even while they are still terrified. It may be frightening to be placed by God into a leadership position before we feel we are ready. We may question our talents or wonder what others see in us. It's a privilege to serve our church on a committee or be the reader or usher Sunday morning. Thank you, Pauline. Through our willing hands and feet, God can do great things in the world and in our church. With God's grace, we can help our congregation grow and become a welcoming place for all. But all of it starts with coming to church and living a good life. It all starts with unconditional love. What was the reaction of Jesus to his disciples' fear and disbelief? Jesus comforted them. He showed them his hands and feet and ate with them. Jesus helped them understand the Easter message and calmed their hearts with his presence. Then, even though they were fearful, imperfect people, Jesus sent them out to be his witnesses in the world. But what does this mean for us today, you may ask? It means a different thing to each one of us, depending on our talents and abilities. Some of us can bring the peace of Christ into an argument. Some of us will pray for others who need strength and hope. Some of us will call people up who are in need, or send them cards to make them feel special. Some of us will sing in the choir with beautiful voices. Some of us will become involved in the greater church on the conference, association, or national level. To some, this will mean political involvement, where they can stand up for peace and justice, helping the poor and the unwanted. Every single one of us can do something special wherever God placed us. Sometimes being witnesses of Christ means simply forgiving others, helping someone, loving a difficult person, or telling someone that God loves them. Christ is sending all of us out into the world today to love and to do good, to be his witnesses and his ambassadors toward all. Christ wants our congregation to be alive with the spirit of acceptance and love of all. Today, let us accept the invitation and bring God's presence with us everywhere we go. Let the good news of resurrection and new life fill the world with hope. Today, let us become witnesses of the resurrected Christ, who is not a ghost from the past, but a life-changing, a life-giving force in the present moment. Amen. Our next hymn this morning is hymn number 237, I Come to the Garden Alone. Please stand if you're able.
Yes.
Please be seated. And now let us share our joys and concerns with each other. Let me read one prayer request form. The prayer comes from Sandy Smith, and it is for Emma and her classmates who are leaving tomorrow on a class trip from Paris to India. Wow. And we will be praying for their safe passage. Are there any other requests, prayer requests? Okay, then let us pray. Gracious God, you sent Jesus Christ to teach us about life, death, and resurrection. Even after the great celebration of Easter, we are still filled with doubt and stress. We worry about our jobs, health, and families. Loving Christ, take away our fears and disbelief. Show us the power of your presence, which can only come from a strong living force and not a weak ghost. We ask you to grant us hope for the future. Forgive us our sins, lift up our souls, and fill us with joy. Increase our trust that we may feel the peace that only comes from you. Send us out into the world to be your witnesses, your ambassadors of love everywhere we go. At this time, we intercede for everyone who needs your healing touch. Watch over all your children in this congregation, both young and old. Send us your Holy Spirit that we may know you more intimately. And now we pray for the people on Pilgrim's Prayer List. We pray for Lee Bowley, Lee Carvalho, Claudette, Frank, Joe, Kristen, Carolyn, Renee, Penny, Kyson, Peggy, Vivian, Judy, Naomi, Judy, Ralph, Noah, Porter, Shirley, Sharon, and we pray for the people in the military. Today we also say special prayers for Emma and her classmates as they're leaving tomorrow from Paris to India. We pray for their safe passage. Lord Jesus Christ, we want to be your witnesses to the end of the world. So give us strength and change our lives with your presence. And now as we slow down for a moment, send to us the calming presence of your Holy Spirit. And now join me in saying the words Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, we should be called children of God because of God's love for us, which is as creative as a mother and as generous as a father. Let us offer our gifts in order to care for God's family in this church and throughout the world. And now our ushers will come forward to receive our morning tithes and offerings. now let us read together our prayer of dedication. Life-giving God, may you bless our gifts and let them go forth from us to benefit all of your children with wisdom, compassion, and imagination. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is hymn number 239, and we will sing verses 1, 2, and 3, only the first three verses. Christ rose up from the dead. As you have made disciples of us, now you send us into the world to make disciples of others. Go with us and be our guide, that the witness of our lives may confirm the testimony of our lips. Amen.